Next item is 937.
Accept bid of Stellar J Corporation for the Dam 1 Needle Valve Replacement Project for $1,499,000.
Now, just to remind our colleagues where we were on this, so we actually had this conversation, but we kept it open because we knew that Commissioner Fritz had had some questions and we wanted to honor that. So, Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, colleagues, for the discussion, which I'm aware of. I was away at the League of Oregon Cities conference last week, touring a filtration plant in Bend on this very day. I know, it was really interesting. The issue is about the amounts of subcontracting and also the amounts of the complexity of this project. And so I wanted first to ask staff to talk about the complexity of the project, because we're talking about concrete work on the dam, which is Portland's drinking water source. So if you'd like to introduce yourselves and just give us a brief summary of why there aren't the usual subcontracting opportunities like for flagging and landscaping and other such things that we often see in subcontracts.
I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau. I'm going to do a high level on the technical, and then I'm going to let Jody Inman, the design manager, explain a little further. From our perspective, working on the needle valves is complex, special work. There's not that many people in the country that do work on that. And doing work for us up in the watershed, we always have a much smaller pool of contractors that are interested in doing it, because if they do work up there, they can't do work in town at the same time. And contractors have a tendency of wanting to do multiple projects concurrent. So we just don't get as many contractors willing to take that on. This project has a time sensitiveness on it, in that we have to start work in November in order to be complete by April. I'll let Jody talk more specific.
Hello, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. I'm Jody Inman with the Portland Water Bureau. You are right, Commissioner Fritz. This is a very complex project, and one we consider a very high-risk project to the Water Bureau. For one, this work is work that is being done on our dam, the face of our dam, and integral to our dam, which holds back 9 billion gallons of water. So we're very interested in making sure that we have a qualified contractor that's going to be touching such a valuable asset. Another very critical component and concern and risk for the Water Bureau on this project is a water quality concern. This project involves demolition and construction work directly over our Reservoir 2 on the face of the dam. So one of the key components of this project, and a lot of the work, has to do with being able to ensure that we receive isolation for that demolition work from the reservoir to protect any debris or hazardous substances such as asbestos and lead, which we will be dealing with on the existing valve structure as we demolish it, from getting into the reservoir. So that's very critical for us. Access has to be over Reservoir 2. So you have to be having a barge bring materials to and from the shore to the dam face to do the work. So again, needing somebody very specialized and experienced with being able to provide the disinfection and protections we require to our active water supply is critical. As Teresa mentioned, schedule is also very critical for this project. The needle valves are our primary component for being able to do temperature management in order to comply with our habitat conservation plan. What the needle valves allow us to do is to take water off of the top of the reservoir early in the year instead of the bottom. That allows us to reserve cold water in the reservoir to be able to send downstream later in the summer when the lower Bull Run River begins to heat up. Without that cold water, it is very likely that we would not be able to meet our obligations, having violations and potential danger to existing fish downstream. So a very critical piece of getting this work done.
Thank you. And so that kind of explains why 87% was being done by the one contractor. Then, so the goal is 20% of the subcontracted money. And so there's 13% subcontracted. Of those 13%, 2.2% is going to a minority emerging small business, which is 22% of the subcontract. So it does actually meet the goal for over 20% of the subcontracted work going to a minority emerging small business.
I'm sorry, Commissioner, how did you get to 22%?
Because the 2.2 of the whole contract is
certified COBID businesses, right?
Correct.
Which are minority women and emerging small businesses.
Right. So that's about a fifth of 13%. So 2.2. So of the 13, it's 2.2 not certified,
and then the other, we don't know who they are. They're non-certified.
Right.
So again, I mean, I appreciate your questions, but we have barely over 2% minority contractors for this project.
Right. And I think we all agree that that's not what we want to see. On the other hand, as we say, this is an emergency. This is a project that needs to be done in the time frame, and this is the low bid of the people that bid on it. Mr. Spitler, do you have some time?
Well, I just want to say to our chief engineer, when I had the Bureau, I remember getting a briefing once about the pipe that we're going to build under the Willamette River, which mm-hmm. is a resilient pipe to ensure water supply to the west side. And one of the things that I learned in the briefing is that kind of work underwater, under extreme conditions, is highly specialized, that it doesn't lend itself to a lot of subcontracting opportunities. There's a handful of companies that do it and are good at it. And we're going to have this conversation again. That the difference is that's a big number contract when
that's
we get
great.
Around to bidding that out. So I would urge you, in anticipation of that discussion, that we get some council briefings on, you know, when we get some numbers, because I think we're going to have the same conversation except with a bigger ticket item. And I think this question about who can do the work and are there subcontracting opportunities for certain highly specialized work, particularly for the Water Bureau, as I learned over time, is something the council is going to have to be informed about.
Sure.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Lester, can you tell me how many contracts Stellar J Corporation has had with the City of Portland?
I can get back to you. I don't know offhand.
Any estimate?
Well, I know that last week during the discussion, I highlighted the existing contracts that they had, and there were five contracts. I think they were all pump station projects with environmental services. I can follow up with the total number of contracts that they've had.
And the total dollar amount would be very helpful because, again, if we've got big ticket items coming up and we know we're going to be hiring the same company and we're going to come back with the same reason for why there are no minorities or women working on the project, we have a great opportunity to actually help that company identify opportunities for them to build a workforce that's diverse or to build partnerships with other companies to help them get built. And you're right, we will have this conversation over and over and over again until I'm satisfied that we're actually making progress. Thank you.
Can I just speak to the good faith effort made by Stellar J to obtain utilization? I think it's important to know that they did go, in our opinion, above and beyond, and I want to put that on the record. So we reviewed their efforts to obtain utilization. I had our compliance supervisor review that personally, and she has 10 years as a professional doing this work. So the 20% aspirational goal is a part of the city's subcontractor equity program. That program has been authorized by council. It has admin rules. There's a clear definition on what we consider a good faith effort. So the compliance supervisor, she attended the pre-bid, she attended the bid opening, she saw the, the job is an hour and a half away. There was a confidentiality requirement just in order to obtain the specs because of the nature of the work. And Stellar J provided the minimum three written bids in response to each of their subcontractable trades that they weren't going to self-perform. Oftentimes, primes cannot provide three written bids from subcontractors, but they were able to provide that, which means that they did intentionally engage with those firms and try to get them to perform on the contract. The responses to those were that they were rejecting the opportunity because of the risk, because of the nature of the work, and the fact that it was so far out and it required a lot of risk. So, you know, I did just want to say that we feel like they've gone above and beyond. We closely reviewed their good faith effort, and I just wanted to put that on the record.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Fritz.
These are important conversations. Thank you very much to everybody who presented, Lester Spittler, Teresa Elliott, and Jody Inman. Really appreciate your coming and being here all morning as well. Perhaps the part of the solution is to do another disparity study specifically on this kind of work. And thank you to my colleagues for delaying the vote till today, as well as my chief of staff, Tim Crail, and senior policy advisor, Christina Nieves. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
No.
Wheeler.
One other issue, and I realize this is a procurement report, so it's somewhat specific in its intentions, but the description last week of city employees jumping up and down on a valve in order to try and get it unstuck, that's an image that left an indelible impression in my mind, and it strikes me as being an incredibly unsafe working condition. And so I would hope if there are other circumstances throughout our city's infrastructure where things like that are taking place, that we prioritize those issues for the safety and benefit of our employees. I vote aye. Procurement report is adopted. And last